Blog Talk Radio.
This morning found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me a thousand times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean her.
I just had to fuck this bitch one time. I met her in the gallery of shopping, buying gifts for some guy that she thinks still jocking. Second anniversary, and I'm congratulating that. But man, she had an ass so fat, you couldn't palm it with your heel hand. seems to me she had the whole world walk behind her whistling love song. She started smiling, so I handed her this bathing suit and told her to try it. Replying, why with the light brown eyes? I'm shopping for a lady friend about your size. She put it on, so I paid for it. And then I told her she could keep it. Then I walked out the store, it's our secret, the people. Made it down the hall, she came running. Bags about to bust, blouse wrinkled, but still stunning. I've done it, make Mac move with girl chasing. And shortly thereafter, exchange our fuck faces. It's tasteless, the honey must have missed, be you treated like something more than niggas just humping the dudes beating. Her ass behind the silly shit, and I can see it in the eyes, she was sick of it. Let's see the sight, it's me tonight. Let's leave him stuck home pacing, blowing up your pages, changing fuck faces.
You must be used to all the finer things, infatuated by what money brings. It seems to me you both will never change, so all that's left is for us to exchange.
I called her up on the phone, said I'd be there in a minute. Cause all them faces she be making when I'm in it. They make a nigga feel like you're doing something. The pussy's so good, how you do it, money? But you ain't knowing she's a tramp and a slut.
Line at 563-999-3631.
That's 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. Y'all fuck around, I'll make a song out of it and everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that was rocking with us yesterday. We had a hell of a show yesterday. And like Big Mama say, when you throw a bucket of hot water into a pack of dogs, okay, let me say that. Let me rephrase that again. I'm fucking up Big Mama's analogies. Hold on. And everything. What I'm trying to say is, when you throw a bucket of hot water into a pack of dogs, one of them gonna holler. When you throw a bucket of scalding hot water in a pack of dogs, one of them is definitely gonna holler. And that's what we did yesterday on the show. We threw a bucket of water into a pack of no good ass, janky ass promoters, and the motherfucker hollered back at us. Hot damn, boy. We on the road this morning, y'all, and everything. Drop the track. Yes, sir. Trying to tell y'all, we not going to take this shit this year. You know what I mean? Because my thing is this. You know what I'm saying? To do good business, you got to handle good business. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that again. You know what I'm saying? To do good business, you gotta handle your business. You know what I'm saying? So we got feedback from this motherfucker this morning and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? He all butt hurt and everything like that there. Look here, player, check this out. This is a part, like you told them artists, this is a part of the game. You know what I'm saying? When you do bullshit like this, you get exposed. We put your ass on blast. We bring your ass on the Wake Your Ass Up morning show and let the whole motherfucking world know that you's a janky, funky-ass promoter, all right? Now, I'm going to leave that alone for right now because we still got a show to do. You know what I'm saying? So good morning once again. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know how we get down on the morning show. You know what I'm saying? We always give thanks and we always give props and we make sure that we celebrate the Almighty. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I need everybody to close your eyes and bow your heads. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning humbly, and we want to thank you for another morning, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for putting us on the wake-up list. We want to thank you for waking us up today and yesterday and the day before that and the day before that and the day before that, Lord Jesus. We just want to be able to praise your name this morning. We just want to be able to stop for 5 minutes and throw our hand up in the air and go, thank you, Jesus. We just want to be able to stop for a few minutes and just think about the goodness of the Lord. So this morning, Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every one of us that is listening to this show. We ask you to enlighten us. We ask you to make us dial back a notch. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless us today and direct our steps. In your name we pray this morning. Amen, 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 and amen. Yes, sir, yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. You know what I mean? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. We do this Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Boy, you're dealing with the baddest man in the land right now. Make sure you hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue and that you're trying to come on the Wake Your Ass Up morning show and kick it with the morning crew. You know what I'm saying? First of all, big shout out to my man, Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, and everything. Boy, Mr. Lee be giving me some shit for it and make me, I think I've seen hobgoblins this morning. you ever see what a hobgoblin look like? Well, I tell you what, let me link you up with my man, Mr. Lee. You know what I'm saying? he got some funk for your ass. Alright? You know what I'm saying? It's got me seeing all cloudy and shit like that this morning. But look here. Check this out, y'all. It is time to bring in the youngster. You know what I'm saying? The youngster. We got a youngster on the show now, you know what I'm saying, and everything. He brings us a different perspective of these topics and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, I'm the old school motherfucker of the show and everything. I'm 55 years old, you know what I'm saying? I'm set my ways and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying? When I see a young girl walk by, I go, girl, you better not come around me butt naked when I got my check. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, with no further ado, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring the youngster on the show. He goes by the name of TNG. You know what I'm saying? And he doing his damn thing. So we decided to make him a part of the morning crew. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So listen, with no further ado, y'all, let's give him that morning show love to my mans, the big homie, TNG. What's going on, player? What's going on?
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What up, what up, what up, what up? What up? We in the building. We in the house. We doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's supposed to be done. You know, like it's supposed to be done. Get everything like that there. You know what I mean? We gonna bring it to you like that there and shit. What's going on, big homie?
What's up, what's up, what's up, man? I feel like we in the shelter, goddammit. What's good, what's
man,
good?
Man, look here. That's right. We in the shelter, goddammit. We up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody out there in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all know this show is brought to you by the Travel Diva. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Detroit. I don't even know if she listening right now and this and the other. But the Travel Diva, you want to go anywhere? You want to take a flight to Halifax, Nova Scotia? She even got one-way tickets to hell.
Bad, boy.
Hey, she a good one. I'm trying to tell you, this is the baddest travel agent in the land. She go by the name of Travel Diva. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all hit her up on Facebook and tell her, I heard about you on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. That man in West Coast is saying, I need to call you and book travel. Yeah, you need to call her and book some fucking travel and everything. You know what I'm saying? Tell her that I sent you. You know what I mean? You got what I mean? You got what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, Trelo, I know. Hit her up. Trelo, this, that, the other, and everything like that there. Y'all know what it is. You got, Trelo, you got to start putting out some promotion saying, listen to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and everything because you're sponsoring the morning show. Now, that's how you're supposed to do that there and everything. You know what I'm saying? But listen, TNG, what's going on with you, homie?
Man, I can't call it. I'm highly favored, blessed, man. We got to see another day here on the morning show.
That's right. Now, another day to wake up.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing the same right now, my brother. I also talked to Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee, get around. I'm trying to text you.
Man, I had to get my around. Special order. I had to pay the overnight shipping fee and everything.
I see. You like Burger King. You like to have it your way. Special orders don't upset us.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a beautiful morning, everybody. Look here. It's a beautiful morning in Zamunda. It's a beautiful morning in the neighborhood, in the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show neighborhood. We got my man TNG on the line, in the building. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all hit us up, 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button. Let us know that you are in queue. Let me know you ain't downstairs and shit fucking around with everybody and trying to bring them upstairs. Everybody, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, you know, I'm limited on space. People be trying to bring everybody in the hood and this, that, and the other and everything. Speaking of the hood, big shout out to the hood over here where I'm at, over here on Van Patten. You know what I'm saying? The band packed players out there last night. Mr. Lee and the big homies was out there playing the morning show at 8 o'clock at night. Boy, they had some
man, that's love, boy.
They had some people confused like a motherfucker because they thought it was morning. And shit, that shit just kicking the head and everything. They out there nodding and shit and everything. They, I ain't know it was that late. I ain't know it was morning.
I ain't know.
You know, Mr. Lee like, no, it ain't morning yet, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We just listening to the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. You know what I'm saying? And everything that we do Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I mean? And everything. So, listen, y'all sit back, relax. We got a ride to take. You know what I'm saying? This morning's topic is, have you met or dated your soulmate yet? All right? So anybody out there, you know what I'm saying? I can say I've met my soulmate and I've dated my soulmate. A couple of times. I fucked around and didn't believe it was true because I know me and TNG was talking just the other day about dating your soulmate. Sometimes your soulmate is right under your nose, right in your face. But we're too busy friend-zoning them and putting them in a category and not seeing the love and the compassion and the empathy, not sympathy, the empathy that they have for you. We're too busy looking for something else. We're too busy trying to see if it's greener on the other side of the fence. And the green grass is on our side. It's just that we are looking further. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
No, I feel you. I'm about to say some people too busy trying to get the bad bitch.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I feel you. But, you know, them bad bitches come with high maintenance and shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? You know,
that's a lifestyle. You got to be prepared for it.
That is true. And you got to be ready for that lifestyle. So listen, ladies, I want to hear from you. Fellas, I want to hear from you. 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button. We want to know, have you met or dated your soulmate yet? And what happened when you did? Did you cuff him up, as you youngsters say? Did you cuff him or cuff her? You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there? Or did you let him slip through your fingers again? Now, the good Lord ain't going to keep sending these ships back by. You know what I'm saying? Somebody told me a story about the person that kept waiting on Jesus and everything. It was a flood. And the person was sitting on top of the roof and everything. Helicopter came by, said, no, I'm waiting on Jesus. A ship came by, no, I'm waiting on Jesus. A little motherfucker in a little tugboat came by, no, I'm waiting on Jesus, and this, that, and the other. That person sat on top of that roof, and they drowned. Why? Because they was too busy waiting on Jesus, and Jesus sent you everything under the sun to rescue yourself, to help you, to save you. And we didn't see it for the forest in the trees, if you understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And everything like that there. So don't miss your opportunity. That's the bottom damn line. That's the bottom damn line. And Batman. Oh, look here, y'all.
Man.
We got an action-packed show, you know what I'm saying? Am I right or wrong, TNG?
No, you right. I was going to say, you know what I'm saying, I'm Creepy Cherokee Indian, and we have a saying. I have a dream catcher on my bed. From one of my natives.
It's all about Indians.
From one of my natives, and it's called the White Buffalo. The White Buffalo is basically the one that got away. The White Buffalo is that soulmate we speak of. So when you hear the White Buffalo, it's a rare, in the Indian terms, the native terms, the White Buffalo, it's rare. But if you ever ever show seems to catch it or see it, you know what I mean? It means it's a great thing. So, in that same realm of missing the one, as you're saying, you know what I'm saying? That's the White Buffalo.
Okay. Is the White Buffalo kind of like the unicorn? Or is that different? Is that a different community? You know. I didn't fuck around.
Honestly, that's a little different. I don't know how.
That's
I don't know how I can put that's the unicorn
okay. That's a little different.
Into the, you know what I'm saying?
But I didn't fuck around and skip my ass to the wrong community.
You stepped to the wrong door.
Well, listen, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You say you stepped to the wrong door, player, and everything. You know what I'm saying? But listen, y'all, it's 9:25 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? If y'all been keeping up with the news, y'all know these white men that went down to the to go see the Titanic. Now they can't find their ass, and this, that, and the other. So the question of the day is, white folks, why do y'all do dumb shit like that? These people are 13,000 feet below sea level. You know how far 13,000 feet is? They say that's the Grand Canyon. That's as deep as the Grand Canyon, like four times. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And they didn't hold on.
I mean,
and they didn't ran out of air. They didn't ran out of air 4 hours ago. All right. So, don't get me wrong. It was $250,000 just to do this trip per person.
That's
and he didn't took his. They didn't took their kids and this, that, and the other. Now their asses is trapped down below. So let's really use our imagination. Do you really think they went down there and found some shit, stirred it up, and this, that, and the other, and that motherfucker is holding on to the little capsule and everything like that down there? I keep telling y'all, white people, stop fucking around up in outer space. Stop fucking around down below in the depths of the sea. Talking about, oh, shit, ain't nobody trying to find Nemo's ass. Hell, he ain't no 13,000 feet under the sea. Y'all, we have fun here on the Wake Y'all Ass Up Morning Show. Y'all hit us up 563-999-3631. Just wanted to give y'all something to think about, you know what I'm saying? Something to put on your brain and everything, you know what I mean? But right now, we going to step up, let's see, right now, where we going? I think we going to the strip club and everything, you know what I'm saying? I think we going to step up in the strip club for a minute, you know what I mean? And hold on, because I know I loaded up a bunch of music yesterday. That's you know what I'm saying? So we gonna get up in the strip club because I got some dollars I want to get rid of. You ever been to the strip club at 8 o'clock in the morning? I have out there in the D. Shout out to everybody out there, the 313, to the strippers and everything that's just getting to work. And everything. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready for that breakfast special and everything. You
I don't
know
about going. I don't know about going, but I might have been leaving around a little bit around 8
a.m. Yeah, I
got to get home. Kids got school and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Got
to get home before I turn into a pumpkin. And everything. So
man.
Listen, y'all, we gonna pay some bills and we gonna be right back after this on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Let's go.
Is it me or is it something by a car that makes a bad bitch get freaky, fuck like porno star? Or maybe it was that phone that keep a bopper in the zone. But the way she hit my phone like she can't leave me alone. And let her just keep having it. Let me know now this rap and shit. She ain't out of 10, she dying to fuck. That's just what my average is. Slabbing chances lavishly. With Kevin did you dashing it? I'm an advocate. Chrome dot wheels if you hop in here. You might just lag a bit. I'm passionate about everything that I want. I do what it do and y'all don't. I put the whole world in my trunk. Let it bone. Check the stars up when I ride. Got the potholes with these ties. Talking lanes, swinging bang out of Spain. So let me buy. Cause I got
money on the floor. Night of lighters on the dresser. Rob my top, no dick pimpin', inhale, exhale. Good green dick lean, get them bitches X pill. Cocaine make them get so loose on them tequila shots. Every time I do it, I regret it, the bitch just can't stop. Now she dancing on the table, skirt them went up to a navel. Niggas throwing money at her, shit, I can't be mad at her.
Bring the girl, need it, I'ma bless her, test her. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, my bitch on the block with some money on the mind. A pistol in the purse and a heart full of grind. I'm tight, MJ, drop my top like that throw. Hand on the wood with the pedal on the floor. Forever get dough and I'm clever on the hoe. I'm still getting petty, man. Never be a scary man. My DNA is all Ike Turner, Eddie Kane.
Money on the floor, lighters on the dresser. Rob my top, no one can. Diamonds in the leather, woo it in the throne. Boppin' ass hoes, you won't leave me alone. Money on the blow, lighters on the dresser. Rob my top, no one can do it better. Diamonds in the leather, woo it in the throne. Boppin' ass hoes, you won't leave me alone.
25 rifles, stayed in the trap house with like 25 rifles. I drop my top and I dip. But if I pop my trunk, you better duck, don't slip. Chrome lips on the vehicle look like they blowing kisses. Reel them hoes in, it look like I'm going fishing. Okay, this how I ride. Two bad hoes inside. One hoe say she ready, the other hoe say she tired. I'ma drop this other hoe off.
Yesterday.
Congratulations. That's what's up. That's what I'm
yes,
talking about.
Yes, sir. I've been married to my husband Eddie Bell for 9 years. And we've been together longer though.
Right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
You know how
yes.
you didn't just get together and then get married mm-hmm. right away? It's like we tested the waters first.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
So, like,
yes,
y'all dated. Y'all dated for about 5-10 years, and then finally got married, or somewhere in that realm.
More like two.
Okay.
More
that's
like
still good
2 years
that's
before.
True.
Yeah, and we had our kids before we got married too.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's a test.
That's another thing.
I say 2 to 3 years. that's more than the puppy dog phase. If we don't argue, we be cooling, and you had the kids. So that already tested boundaries. That tested how far y'all want to be in for each other and the love just on that regard of understanding with those children coming into an early relationship. So that's dope.
Exactly. Amen. Now, let me say this. Let me say this, especially with black love and black brothers. I gotta throw it out there and keep it real. That shit ain't easy.
Right. Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
No, I know.
Y'all been already burnt and hurt, and you know what I mean? I came up on a time where he had already, you know what I'm saying, had relationships and all that stuff. So it's like he had to learn to trust me all over again.
I was just going to say
emotion. Yeah,
he was probably emotionally not there, but for instance, opening up, and you're like, just talk to me, and he's like, I'm not really good with emotion and talking, but when you do get him to open up, enjoy those moments because they're rare until he got comfortable. Yeah, it was.
Right, exactly. That's true.
Now, this is what I say. This is what I say. And I never thought it would get to this just because I'm skeptical all the time anyway.
Okay.
What I absolutely love, honestly, is seeing our babies grow up together under the same roof, seeing that gray come into that beard. Ooh, it's just something to do to me. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. It's beautiful watching him age and go into the evolution of his grown man and maturity. I love seeing that, and I love the fact that I got a chance to experience that with him. You know what I mean?
Okay. Let me stop you right there because you said you love to see him grow into his grown manness and maturity. Okay, then. So the question that I'm gonna ask you as a black woman and women, if you're listening and you want to chime in, because we need this to help our community, this is why I need y'all to call y'all asses in on Balancing Boundaries on Wednesday and everything and chime in on the topics, because that's a talk show for black men to express themselves so we can get these relationships right after all these years and everything. You know what I'm saying? But the question that I'm asking you is that, is it, because what I'm getting is that it is not masculine these days, it is not attractive these days for a man to be assertive in himself and be able to speak up for himself and articulate what he's trying to say to his woman, to the peers that are around him and everything, and instead of being a fuck up, we're being an example. What happened to that? Do you women do not like that? Because we tend to catch flack.
You know what? Let me say this. Because I'm just a person that expresses herself anyway, I had to teach him that it is okay to be expressive and let me know how he feels, you know, what's going on with him. Because what happens is, if you don't do that and learn to communicate with one another, you're going to eventually snap somewhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And what I learned in the beginning of our relationship is that he did not know how to communicate.
Okay.
True. You know what I'm saying? And he came off of a situation where he was burnt out from the last one. So it's kind of like, who the hell is you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
He was already on defense mode. So it's like I had to learn to teach him, and we had to learn that together, that it is okay for us to communicate, for you to talk out your feelings, to let me know where you at. And I'm not going to snap on you every time you tell me that your leg is aching either.
Okay.
Question.
Okay.
That's the problem that a lot of us women have, is that we are always, you know what I'm saying, snapping on y'all for what you state that you're feeling.
Yeah, that's true. I got to agree with you on that.
You know what I mean?
I got to agree with you on that. What was you about to say, TNG?
I was going to say question. Okay, so in that regard of, like you said, you took the time to get to know, because some men express differently. It ain't that they can't communicate emotionally or just verbally in general. They just express it differently due to past relationships being done or what have you. Because same as women, in your past relationship, something, you know, you were treated one way or went through it, still put up with it, and then the next one, you see signs that you're already like, ah, not about to deal with that. So you try to dip it in the bud, or it may come off wrong, but it's how he expresses himself. He could be, or her, strong, you know, strong will. They're not yelling. They talk loud. Their voice is loud. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. So things could be misinterpreted or understood, or the woman or man could take it the wrong way. And again, like you said, it could cause problems because there's not the moment of giving your significant other the freedom to express their stuff in their own way. Because
right.
Not everybody had either brought up that way to be able to, especially for most black men, you know what I'm saying, and have that lead way or the trust of a woman to be vulnerable in that way.
Right. That's a great question, I believe. I think what we gotta learn to do is not take on the load of the shit from the last. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You gotta build from where you are. Start from scratch. Begin to get to know who that person is for yourself. But a lot of us, again, because we have been in a previous relationship, we automatically assume that that's how it's gonna be, or we jump on that when that situation arises, and we don't know how to really, you know what I'm saying?
We don't know how it's a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But here I am. Of course, I'm a media specialist, and I'm always running my mouth. I had to forgive, you know what I'm saying, the situations from the past, and he had to forgive the situations of the past, and we had to learn to jump on this new, you know what I mean, situation together.
Yeah, the new,
and this new journey together.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm feeling you, because I don't really speak for nobody else. I use myself as an example and everything like that there, because a lot of, that ain't me. And the one thing that I feel that we need to do, you know, everybody needs to do is be accountable for the shit that you did and for the shit that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
with me, yeah, I'm down for this journey because, first of all, I'm getting myself together with my journey with God first, me and him.
Okay,
getting
I like
my journey
that.
With
uh-huh.
him. You know what I'm saying, and everything. So then that way mm-hmm. I know how to deal with the next woman that comes into my life more calmly, more lovingly, and this, that, and the other, instead of going back to that's what that last motherfucker did and everything like
right.
that.
Right.
I'm learning
okay.
how to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then once again, embracing change. A lot of us black
Ooh,
men don't
I
know
like
what
that.
Change is. And this, that, and the other. So if we're not ready for change, we won't know what that other journey on the other side will be like with her, because it's different and it's time for a change. So instead of
right.
us sitting in this room, and I use myself as an example, instead of sitting in this room and everything and thinking about what we're going to do, it's time to get up and do. At least I think so. But listen, hold that thought.
Right.
We got to take a break. We got to pay some bills. We're going to be right back with everybody. Like I said, y'all, hit us up. It's an open forum, 563-999-3631. Hit us up, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. Yo, Reef Hustle, let's go.
Hey, y'all. What up? This is Reef Hustle, and I'm dropping my new single titled Solid on June 29th, produced by my man Eastwood 5.0 on all major platforms. Y'all stab me, BX Kingsbridge, where the kings live. Hey, y'all. Reef Hustle.
Since you're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust, I'm from the desert, niggas stomping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and two clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my dust.
Ooh,
50, she look like she 20. She selling pills to the customers working the dentist. She dressed to kill like she working at leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. Bitch, it's the deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me thrills when she working with her sister Jenny. For dollar bills, I keep my bitches naked to me. I'm from the desert where some niggas are snakes are the same. I'm from the desert where some niggas be faking for fame. I'm from the desert where the police be smoking the cane. I'm from the desert where the police smoke niggas in vain. I'm from the desert where the jury and judge is tame. If you ain't ready for no justice, go back where you came. If you think your life is precious, you better refrain. And keep your head where they can see them and see their name.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog.
I'm from the desert, so take a second to comprehend me. I get a check and I'm selling pussy cause pimping in me. I'm from the desert where bitches popping their pussy plenty. They get the bag and bring it to me and Uncle Benny. She in the Jag, she had to stop and pick up the Henny. This bitch is bad, she put a pimp in a Lamborghini. Them niggas mad, they frowning up every time they see me. I get the cash, it's freaking up when you try to beat me. I'm from the desert with crap dealers and crap niggas. We tap niggas, we stack and you retract niggas. We Mac niggas, we Benz and Cadillac niggas. We fact niggas, we send bitches to whack niggas. We pack niggas, never without a gat niggas. Crack niggas, send it through Cash App niggas. We lap niggas, never taking a nap niggas. Slap niggas, sprinkle dust and cake.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Players from Vegas, what you expect? I feel that culture effect. It's from the north to the west. It's from the hood to the jet. It's from the dust to Donna. You don't want no problems, our problems. We keep them llamas on mamas. My out-of-towners that doubt us, nigga. Roll them up like flowers, nigga. I open carry state. Get that new Bickie in hours, nigga. My city devour, nigga. Don't make no mistake. And don't forget about the East. B.A. Dust to the A. Hey, break.
I'm from the desert, baby. Bitch, I'm from the Bay. We get the beat and we gon' whip it like a slave. I get the bitch and I'ma have her getting paid. We ain't playing in these streets. Whole city sell. Self-made, cold game, some old weapons, big heat, bitch, I'm carrying the oven. Shit sweet till you're burying your cousin, I get it out the bitch, or I get it out your mama.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Was the problem always me? or the fact you can't believe
and we on a slow creep through your hood, let's ride. This tuck with the bass line, bumping south high. So peep my manuscript, I got the streets on my dick. So all you motherfuckers can just bust to this. We pull up on your bitch ride, I'm up to no TMG on the side, and I wish you would. We put the smack down on your bitch like dominoes. We move in silence, that's the OG code. TNG and OGD to God, you know what I'm saying? Hit them up, you know what I mean? You got to wake your ass up for the show coming to you live and direct, y'all. We are back in the building. You know what I'm saying? I had to pay some bills and shit like that, you know what I mean? Because, you know, these people, they, you know, they pay for this airtime and shit. So I got to show that love and everything like that there. So listen, let me bring everybody up to speed. This morning's topic is, have you met or dated your soulmate yet? And if you did, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. Now, before we get back into the topic, we always got to do our check and see who listening, who ain't, who riding with us and everything, you know what I'm saying? where they coming from, what they doing, and everything. So right now, as of right now, United States is coming in at 94.42%. South Korea is coming in at 2.33%. Japan, 1.40%. Romania did up their game, coming in at 0.47%. And Brazil did up their game, too, coming in at 0.47%. What's going on, everybody out there? We appreciate y'all rocking with us, listening to us, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell everybody over here in America, share the show, share the show, share the show. Cinco de Mayo de Camry, por que, that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So listen, I know we got little time left for this and the other, you know what I mean? So we're going to let Sweet T finished answering the question of what I was saying about a man being afraid of change to walk forth with that woman, especially if we don't know what it looked like.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said it like that. I want to end it with this statement from my end. I'm in Atlanta,
right.
Georgia. I'm the older sister of Tyrese Gibson, the singer. Y'all probably heard of me somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just wanted to step in with this statement. If you are willing to fight for a specific person, you're going to go through some ups and downs during that relationship. Like ours hasn't been an easy ride. My husband had a massive heart attack before. We've been homeless. You know what I mean? My kids were prematurely born. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you we didn't rode out some waves, it's been crazy. But you know what? When I get up every day and I roll over and his leg is on my leg and we're laying there together, I'm just so thankful for him, and I'm thankful that God allowed him to be my husband, because he has been worth the fight. You know what I'm saying? Again, we hit our ninth year anniversary yesterday, which is why I chimed in on this conversation. And every day it's worth going through whatever we got to go through together to stay together, if you know what I mean.
Amen.
I don't even know if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
But I wanted to thank you fellas for this amazing opportunity to jump in and speak on your platform and your forum. Please join me. I'm on the air Easter Standard Time every morning, Queensy Live Experience. And it's been amazing. That show has been amazing and powerful. So if y'all ever get to catch it, I'm on Facebook. I'm on, you know, I'm on all kinds of platforms.
I know. I've been following you. I've been following you for quite some time.
I got my own book out called Queen G Media Course The Journey. And that book is basically about my media journey.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know what I mean? Some of the celebrities I've interviewed and I put it like this, fellas. I interviewed Taraji Henson so long ago, I got the original, like, newspaper print of it all.
That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, that's been a minute now. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. Well, we'd love to come out to Atlanta and be on your show one day and everything.
Bring it. You can chime in.
Uh-huh.
You can chime in early in the morning. Like, I'll allow y'all to get on there and just chat with me. You know what I'm saying? Go live with me. That's the way the platform is. Like this morning, you know what? I spoke on what stresses you out.
What the fuck
stress you out on?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we had people jump on live with me, and they gave their opinion about what's been stressful in their life. And we just use it as a platform to really just chat. You know what I'm saying? And talk with each other. So thank y'all for giving me this amazing opportunity. I appreciate y'all letting me listen. And hopefully what I said, you know what I mean, made a difference somehow. I don't know.
It's all good. Whenever you want to come on, feel free to come on.
Oh, for sure. Right. That's what's up. I hope to bring my ass to Vegas and join y'all live. That's what I want.
That's what's up. We're looking forward to that. So listen, God bless. We're going to keep on praying for you. You know what I'm saying? We will talk to you too.
Thank you.
That was Sweet Tea. I'm sorry, Sweetie. I didn't mean to cut you off. Damn, I'm sorry and everything. That was Sweet Tea. You know what I'm saying?
Clicking the button.
Man. You know what I mean? But she makes a lot of sense. I've been following her for a long time. Y'all make sure y'all follow her too. You know what I mean? Miss Gibson. You know what I'm saying? Shonta Gibson. You know what I'm saying? Shonta Gibson. You know, you can look her up on Facebook. Tell her you heard her on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And you wanted to follow her and this, that, and the other. Shout out to Tyrese Gibson, you know what I'm saying, and everything, her big brother, stuff like that. So, like I tell y'all, you never know who I may have on this show or on the morning show and everything. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, and I'll keep saying it. I know motherfuckers that 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 know motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And I can get a motherfucker to come on here. That's a blessing in itself. So God bless Miss Gibson, the Gibson family. I'm going to be praying for her because I know she had been under the weather for a little bit and everything. So I'm praying for the Gibson family and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So like I said, it is 4 minutes after 10 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? A sunny day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hit us up at 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, y'all, this morning's topic is, have you met or dated your soulmate yet? And if you did, what happened? Did you let him go? Did you eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch him by the toe, if he hollered, then you let him go? Hit us up, y'all. We going to take a break. We going to be right back. Here's my man, Reeve Hustle. Hey, y'all!
Death to my enemies. You ain't been a friend of me. Death to my enemies. TBM.
Hey, yo!
First off, death to my enemy, stress to them haters, yeah. You ain't been a friend to me, devil won't prosper here. You won't take this energy, power to the money, your respect to set my niggas free. Solid, yo, what you kidding me? Shitting me, ain't no stitching me. Everything we all saw, you wish you read. Hustle reap, motivate to hustle, that's the centerpiece. Form, get your bread, move your legs like a centipede. This is different rap, get your listen back, on the mission back. Get the vision back, no one's been attacked. Flip a pack, get your thing yak. I ain't missing that, I ain't get the jack. I never get with that, would never get with that. Bronx on the scene again, steady looking heavy. Not that Chevy, but that Beamer, Jim. Man, they let the leader in, I illustrate. Man, you been a fake, I've been a great. And the winner's fate, it changed, maintains. Banging the dinner plate, break the interstate. With exquisite taste, always been the case. Always getting cake, thrashing through the interstate. Sucker, later to you busters. Later. While your ladies getting flustered, motherfucker. This is for them dropouts, this is for them colleges. This is for the streets, them have-nots, the sort of kind of rich. Hurting in that rain, putting pain and no acknowledgement. Fame, know your name because you work and then you polished it. Yeah, death to my enemy, stress to them haters, yeah. You ain't been a friend of me, the devil won't prosper here. You won't take this energy, power, take the money and respect and set my niggas free. Solid!
Bring it on down. Let them see it where you come from. Are you still there for me?
Left once again at home. Another night of your own. Ain't no fun in love if you're loving alone. How does it feel to be useless? Oh no. Can you recall how close we used to be then?
But I'm stuck, it's a love thing. Plus I'm overheating from the rush. I'm kind of touched, get some feeling fireworks. Watch the guy, I make you smile. But you'd rather have what makes you cry. Say goodbye and I'll leave now. With my heart on my sleeve, memories now. What I found is you still care. You had feelings and they still there. Baby girl, keep it real here. Are you still down?
Yeah, girl, it's alright.
Eyes, I can see it in your eyes.
I can see that you want.
Don't you want me? Want me?
By the way that you
smile, I still have you. But I'm strong in parts. Go fast to the apps with the longest spark. Give me mine like fine wine, measuring time. Flinging the other brothers, love you, but like a pleasure is mine. Mama taught me how to love a woman. Papa was strong. We committed, so I hit it, and it's properly
it's
done.
Love.
Are you there with me?
Girl, it's alright, baby.
Come on, see you there for me.
Cause
it's
there in your eyes.
In your eyes, I can see it in your eyes.
I can see that you want.
Don't you want me? Come on, come on. Are you still down for me? Baby, are you still there? Are you down for me? Baby, are you still there?
Name. True story. Woo. I know some niggas who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it.
Make it.
The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
It's 40, I got the bitch dirty. Shoot on, go, he shoot perfect.
I keep 100 on me. After what they done to me. The same ones who put them to sleep. We all used to be in the cheap. How could you do me so dirty? How could you wait till I leave? It's like you was paid no purpose. So now you gon' dive in three. I got accused of some murders and battles, so I did some time in the pen. Trust no motherfucking body again. Niggas ain't silent, nigga. Shit got fucked up, nigga got fucked up. Now my baby, my whole estate raising a motherfucking hay.
Your partner, everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't your partner, everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. I would've killed for you niggas. Now I can't deal with you niggas. Talking to the grill reaper, finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas. Claiming they hitters and killers. Showing out for them bitches. Flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a thug.
Put it on my life, on my mama, we gon' be straight. My partner looked me in my face before I took that case.
And what he do?
Then a nigga turned state. Other homie turned snake. But I can't be real with these niggas. How could they do me that way? Yeah. I was broke in a bitch, so I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah. Work my way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags. I spent 250 for the sheets. It's on the crook, I'm hitting leaves. My nigga hit me for some zip. Shouldn't have showed him word either. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love?
Hey, Young Don, aka Stacy, aka Holly, aka Holly the Dawn, aka King of Pajamas.
I just let my motherfuckers.
I'm about to be getting dry.
I ain't got cotton on. Nigga ain't even smoking, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Dry ass nigga.
Yo, Lord.
Lord.
Picture from me comes 100 bands. Lock me the house through the running man. Murderous nigga like Son of Sam. Flippin' that put you in Wonderland. Rollin' up something like Jim Sock. Fuck a bitch and tell her kick rock. My shit be bumpin' like Chick Pop. Keep your nigga out my inbox. Yeah, you skating on thin ice. Boy, I been nice, I be fly shit like a bent kite. There's a reason you don't get an invite. Pimp Don, boy, I got the limp right. Big Don, I don't want a thin slice. And the game small, cause my kin tight. You a slow nigga, you a gimp right. I be strapped up like a big dog. Fuck a friend, fuck a man, they gon' pay the big dog. 100 bands, I be coming straight up out the gutter lane. Callin' it Escante, motherland. I'll sell y'all late to your brands. I'll sell all day to your man. As long as my rent pay, give a damn. I be booted up, 8 milligrams. I know they hatin' on me. I love the haters on me.
On
I keep the paper on me.
Paper
know they been waiting on me.
Waiting on
I know they hatin' on me.
Hatin' on
I know they haters on me.
Haters on
I keep the paper on me.
Paper on
know they been waiting on me.
I know they hatin' on me.
Why?
Cause I'm elevating up.
Yeah.
I know why he met first floor. His elevator stuck.
Okay.
Girl with me. Door closing. Elevator going up. Okay. On the way to the penthouse, I'm getting elevator stuck. They wanna be with me, but I'm 1G for my ABN shit. Circus smaller than a decimal point. Period. I know they hating on me. Yeah, I love all my haters, homie. They say with my name in their mouth. I love how they speaking on me. Let them do the speaking for me. Love to hate me, hate to love me. Anything got a hater's mouth. Lies, nose grow, Pinocchio. Tell the truth, I fuck with my haters. They dance up on me like totem poles. They should be beneath me though. Yeah, I'm up with those niggas. Come to free throw. I'm with my daughter though. A walkthrough, picture for me. You can't afford to code. They really don't want me on their chest why. I go too hard, like a Viagra overdose. I know that they hate though.
Yeah, I know that they hate though.
Man, it's just kind of had to be speaking on, man. Everybody hate. Hate's been around for a long time. It come in many forms and variations, you feel me? So, was recording a song with my boy Don Holiday, a.k.a. Stacy. And,
a.k.a. Don the Don.
You know, and we had finished up another track. And he was like, hey, my boy, you know, I got something I think you'll like. So your voice is shit, man. Magic was made. He gave me full creative, you know, left me with shit. He was like, eat it up.
Right.
I took with my style and shit, I thought I took a bust around ludicrous approach, serious bars, with a little, you know, a little fun, funny twist, like you know how ludicrous do, you know, so.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? I like the music. Been creating and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? And definitely keep on sending it, you know what I'm saying? But like I want everybody to know, you know, I've never stopped supporting unsigned artists. I've never stopped supporting local artists and this, that, and the other. I'm an unsigned artist myself, you know what I'm saying? Even though that I'm 55, you know what I mean? So I had to create my own avenue and my own lane to play my music and things like that, you know what I'm saying? But I get people like, you know, Miss Gibson and things like that, you know what I'm saying, that helps me, you know, forward my music and stuff like that. So I got to say, my brother, you have inspired me to do some music myself, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying. I don't know who all be on your tracks and this and the other, but you know what I'm saying. But you've inspired me to do some music myself, so I got a
shit OG. I love to have you. Shit, let's
you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to make sure it load up right and everything like that. There, you know what I'm saying. But OG used to get in the studio. You know what I'm saying, to do his damn thing.
Oh yeah. I've heard and checked out some of your shit. As a matter of fact, I have one of your first newspapers for Tulsa World when I was a kid. Your first album, Fat Chance.
I have
your front page article picture and with the album and all. So I mean, you know, respect, you know what I'm saying? If you don't keep up with the originals of hip hop, shit, you lost. Right there.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
Is,
you gotta educate
that
your
true.
History. You can't be an artist. I'm a music connoisseur. I mean, all the way around, you know what I'm saying? So I love music for what it is, not just for what it could do to me, and all that. So just like you got history buffs, I'm the same with music. So, like, you got to do your research, know your personnel, and just know the history of hip-hop. So you can't be in something if you don't know, man, you know?
You're right. You are definitely right. You know what I'm saying? But people don't know that you know what I'm saying, that me and you we go back, you said it sound like that there. But I'm trying to get this song to load up, but maybe it'll load up. Dad, listen, everybody. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying, and everything. And this morning's topic is, have you met or dated your soulmate yet? And if you did, what happened? You know what I'm saying? So think about it. I want to let you know that this show is brought to you by the Travel Diva. Travel Diva. Shout out to everybody out there in the D, out there in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? DJ Culinary, you know what I mean? DJ Sussex. You know what I'm saying? You know, the big homies out there, you know, and of course, Travel Diva, you know what I'm saying? Out there doing her damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Booking travel.
Shout out to Big Ben, fresh off the grill.
You know what I mean?
Again,
yeah.
If you're in Ypsilanti or Detroit area, he caters.
Right, right.
And it's fresh off the grill. Fuck with his catering business, go get a plate, man. Don't set up an event,
right.
He does it all.
Right.
Again,
right,
fresh
exactly.
off the grill. Detroit and Ypsilanti surrounding areas, man.
Yeah. So, listen, y'all, listen. We winded down. 38 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, y'all can hit us up and everything like that. We got the weekend coming up. I hope you are ready for your weekend. I'm ready for my weekend. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I want to let all the big homies that was out there last night listening to the show and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I really, really appreciate that. They out there playing the show on the block. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there. You know what I'm saying? Because staying over here on this side of town sometimes can be rough and rugged and stuff like that. So y'all brothers stay out there. Keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. Keep your head on swivel. You know what I'm saying? Keep your shit dizzle. You know what I'm mizzle? And shit. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that there. Because one time it's always around the corner. You know what I mean? But long as we stick together, boy, we can strike a mighty, mighty, mighty blow. You know what I mean? But we got to make sure that we stick together with each other among black men. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the love last night. You know what I mean? They know me as OG, you know what I'm saying, around here and stuff. I walk around here with my cane and everything. I walk to the store. I get my exercise in and everything. You know what I'm saying? Everybody show me love. I don't bother nobody. They don't bother me. You know what I mean? And stuff like that there. But I got love for them cats out there because I remember when I was out there doing that. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. I had to make these ends meet. You know what I'm saying? I had to get out there and do what I had to do. You know what I mean? And everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I bring my old ass upstairs. And everything. And stuff like that. And I leave that to you youngsters. And stuff, you know what I'm saying? I just come out there and be like, look here, man, let me get a dime bag. Let me get a little dime bag. You know what I mean? And stuff like that there. But listen, like I said, man, I got a song. And I've been working on doing my music, too, and everything. You know what I'm saying? And the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, we break music, all right? We break music worldwide. All right, into third world countries, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to get your music played on the show, make sure you hit me up or inbox me, you know what I'm saying? It may cost you a slight little fee and everything, because ain't nothing for free these days but a common cold and COVID and stuff like that. And we ain't giving out neither one of those, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. So I don't know. Can I play this song, TNG? You want to hear this song?
Yeah, run that shit, DJ.
Okay, all right then, y'all. Let's go. Here we go, y'all. This is an exclusive from your boy, Fat Man West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring it back. All right. Here we go. For my wrongs, I have just begun. Battling her demons just like I was the devil's son. Now I lay me down to sleep, Lordy, hold me tight. Don't give a fuck about nobody that don't feel right.
savage shit, just for shit and giggles. How many times did I ask you just to pray a little? You think I need your pity? You think I need your sorrow? If I should die before I wake, get it fucked tomorrow. Fuck showing love, I'm on some cease and desist shit. I die slowly, motherfucker. I say a little prayer, keep it holy, motherfucker. I thought you'd be there, motherfucker.
Keep it in your head, cause I'm standing on the edge. Say a prayer for me, say a prayer for me.
Keep
me in your thoughts, cause right now it's all I got. Say a prayer for me, say a prayer, say a prayer. Cause I just want to ride any minute.
Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. They only know the struggle, struggle. They only know the struggle, struggle. It's hard to carry on when don't nobody loves you. So much pressure in this life of mine. I once contemplated suicide until I see my daughter's eyes. Something that's been on my mind for a long time, y'all, so I figured I would write it and put it down on paper instead of going out and acting a fool in the streets like they expect a black man to. So I just asked y'all to say a prayer for me when I was posting that up on my Facebook page and my social media page. That was real shit. It wasn't like I was a publicity thing or this, that, and the other. I honestly need people to say a prayer for me. And everything. So what you think about that, TNG?
Man, I was going to ask you, man. I like it. I like the approach. I like the difference. I guess, for lack of better words, the nuance. I can see the maturity and the difference from old to new. And I got like a DMX flipping, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to ask you, how'd that become what it was? The idea of what you're going through, like how you said, being in the room, what sparked that right there?
Me praying for everybody in the past, and no one that I've ever known has told me that they prayed for me.
Not even
so
out of
I
the
took
cliche.
It so, you know what I'm saying? So I took it, and since you couldn't hear me when I asked you verbally, say a prayer for me. It's cliche because everybody asks me, make sure you pray for me. Make sure you pray for me. So I put it in something that everybody could relate to, and that's music. That's what music does. Music connects us. Music makes us relate. Music brings us together and things like that there. Somebody may not slow down long enough to have a conversation with you, but they'll slow down long enough to hear your song because they ain't never, first of all, they don't even know that you do music. Never even got to know you that well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. They figure because we are large black men that all we do is walk around and be mean and all we do is just talk crazy to people and we talk loud and stuff like that and stuff like that and we're always upset and everything from the way that we articulate ourselves so we don't think people feel that we're upset and they still take it that way from the intimidation. So what I do is I put mine in music form. I present it that way. You know what I'm saying? We're just gentle giants. But if you piss us off, then you say a prayer for me. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We do this Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We got 29 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for rocking and rolling with us today. You know what I'm saying? We always got some shit going on up in here. You know what I mean? And, you know, like I said, you know, we made some, we was talking yesterday about a certain promoter. And that promoter hurt us, which I knew he would. So now he sends us text messages and everything, you know, and stuff like that there. And all I can say is, God don't like ugly, my brother. And trust me, we'll see and everything. And that ain't no threat. That ain't no promise. And this, that, and the other. Because karma is a motherfucker.
Oh, no, that's a promise, playboy. That's a promise.
You know what I mean?
Nobody makes a threat, but that's life.
Like, yeah, but that, you know what I'm
like
saying?
And
no,
you'll be surprised how shit works out. So
right.
It ain't about promising we're going to see you, because, nigga, not even on no gangster shit. That's the fact of how life works. It's a small world.
Uh-huh.
It's a small
exactly.
world.
Exactly. And we never came at anybody with any ill intent or anything like that. I know the artists, you know what I'm saying, TNG, never came at you with any ill will or ill intent or anything to try and take anything from you. And you took from him. So, in that case, I do what I have to do as a friend, as a brother, and as a OG, being out here working with these youngsters, working with the youth, working with you young adults and things like that there. I would be wrong for not saying anything. I would be wrong for not standing up for him, alongside of him. So we've just begun, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there. You know, certain people may go, no, nah, don't say nothing, this, that, and the other. Yeah, we're going to say something, take it to court, this, that, and the other. I ain't started making no posts, because I'm going to pull you out. I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to shame you, because you need to be shamed. You're a black man out here taking some other black men. Where the fuck they do that shit at? I know life and life cycle and shit like that there, but really? This is what the fuck we talking about we ain't supposed to be doing to each other. And then here comes a low-down, grimy, yellow-belly, low-life motherfucker like yourself coming through and doing the same thing. Now, no wonder why you wouldn't sit down and talk to me like an OG should and everything, and let's get an understanding so it wouldn't have to come to where I got to expose you and bring you out and shit like that there and everything. That ain't my character. But I tell you one thing, when you start fucking with the people that I love and the people that I roll with and who roll with me and who care about me, I'm going to start fucking with you and everything. I ain't going to fuck with you verbally and put my hands on you. I will fuck with you social media wise and everything like that there. You know what I mean? So verbal, you know what I mean? Verbal contact, and see, you ain't even trying to pick up a phone or anything like that there. And that's cool, my brother. That's cool. Not a problem and everything like that. But you will hear from us. And you will hear from the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show again every day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, not a problem. Not a problem. And anybody who listened to that
what
show yesterday, you know, he said, yeah, you know.
What do you say?
You,
what's my
you,
hours? 9 to 5.
You know what I'm saying? 9 to 5. You know what I mean? We gonna come and holler at you like Red did. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't want to put nothing out there because I don't want to say nothing. And then you come out of a club and this, that, and the other, and everything.
The misunderstanding, unfortunately.
You know what I'm
man.
Saying? And everything, you know what I'm saying? You be a 5 heartbeat and everything. And so, it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get wanted posters and beware signs and poster him and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? And stuff. So, my thing is this, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to my world, bro. I understand. You know what I'm saying? I understand. Cause I'm going to treat you like a pissed off rapper that never made it. Shout out to 8 Mile and this, that, and the other. I'm going to treat you like a pissed off rapper that never made it and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I'm saying? 10:35 a.m. out here. You know what I mean? Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. 24 minutes left in the show. It is the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, y'all. We thank everybody for rocking with us this morning. I got the youngster on the line, TNG. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know we got a lot of stuff coming up. TNG, I know you was telling me a few days ago. You was telling me about you getting this role for this movie. Kind of share everybody, you know what I'm saying, what you can share, because I know you're kind of like under a gag order and shit. You can only say so much, but, you know, this, you know, but what can you say? Kind of, you know, give us a little tidbit. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Your boy TNG, Season Desist is the new movie. Check it out. I got one of the leading star roles, man. It's a good movie. The plot is good. It's a good movie for all. It's very informational.
Okay.
It's a nice, like, family movie. Kind of a, give you a basis, because I am under NDA.
Right.
It's real life. It's almost like a biography based on true story,
okay,
true events. And
okay,
it's about like a father and son, you know, type of thing, man. And
Just
stay tuned, because I don't want to give nothing out, but just stay tuned, man. Y'all going to like it. Y'all going to love it. We're working on the soundtrack. It's all original music. And everything starting this summer, start getting everything in order for videos and tapings, man. Just keep your ear to the streets, and y'all will start seeing and hearing more from me and others about Cease and Desist, the movie.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, my dude. You know what I mean? I'm glad that you could share that, because I know you was telling me about, like, I don't know, I can only say so much and everything. So I'm glad you did.
You're getting fired.
You did say so. Yeah, you're right.
You said
you're
getting
fired. Before I even get in the movie, they're going to be like, look here, we heard you on the radio show. He's gonna be like, damn it. You gonna put me on the NDA. Look here. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you.
He gave me his word.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you sharing that, my brother. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. Now, I know you're working on some music also and everything. You've been doing your little thing and stuff here in Texas and everything, man. I gotta admit, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I remember you was telling me, yeah, I'm on, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. And I was like, okay, then, well, will you do it? Let me know. And I'll be damned if you ain't start doing it. Boy, I'm proud of you, Calvin.
Black Arnold's, baby. Yeah,
you know what I
ain't gonna lie. It took a moment. You know, I was still venturing in other things, man, and having kids and, like, kind of starting that family shit, getting out the streets. And then, I'm not going to lie, it just kind of, like I said, a deferred dream came back. You know, I was playing semi-pro ball, finishing up college and stuff, and always, you know, been in music, grew up in it, always loved it, wrote, write, record, and just at one point of hooping and everything else, kind of life, you know, shit starts to take priority, even though you want to chase a dream. And what I want to say to a lot of people listening, don't never give up on that, bro, because it don't matter. A dream is ageless. For one, I want to say dreams ageless. Never give up, you know what I'm saying, because you never know when that time for you to still chase or give it another attaboy will come, you know, because like I said, I started having my children, working multiple jobs, and just being an adult and a father, you know. And then finally, by the grace of God, the opportunity arose. And okay. I jumped on it like a lion on a hyena's ass, you feel me? So, so and I ain't letting go. I got
like that.
Out,
I like
you feel
that.
Me?
You know what I'm saying? I like that. Like a lion on a hyena's ass, and this and the other. Yeah, that's a good analogy, too. Shout out to all my big girls out there and everything. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of ass, all my BBW.
Nice segue.
Shout
nice
out to
segue.
All my big girls out there. Shout out to all my chocolate girls out there. All the girls that look like chocolate just laying up in the bed right now because it's hot as hell outside. And you got that ass tooted up under that fan and shit. You just letting that breeze hit that ass. Listen, y'all, we're going to pay some bills. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. What up? This is Reef Hustle, and you are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Fat Man West Coast and the Morning Crew right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all stare me. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle. Hey, y'all! What up? This is Reef Hustle, and I'm dropping my new single titled Solid on June 29th, produced by my man Eastwood 5.0 on all major platforms. Yo, stare B, BX Kingsbridge, where the kings live. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
Fuck that short. Yeah. Big, that's a bad guy. Big boy shit. The block was no stranger to the call of the cops. What up, I? This is Dev Doe. Fresh off bail with a head though. Lead flow, hard to talk like a strep though. Cap dope, married to scale like a wet note. Wedlock, fucking with coke, money dreadnought. Head bop, pushing it all. You might know me to fall, but always back up, ready to brawl. A true warrior, give me your mic, I take all of ya. Slaughter ya, up on your block, camcordia. Warn ya, care if it's one. For ya, dead night, put up your ice, the bed call ya. Set that, money to get, I'ma get that. From boardrooms to blocks to studios to head crack. What? Dead facts, dead on deck, nigga dread that. Push your nigga head back, crash until his neck snap. I'm telling you nigga, I don't know what the fuck they selling you nigga. It's a bad guy, so throw it up, dead on deck, he gon' blow it up. Especially if the money right, he's showing up, cold as fuck. I'm telling you, nigga, I don't know what the fuck they selling you, nigga. It's the bad guy, so throw it up. Dev on deck, he gon' blow it up. Especially if the money right, he's showing up. Cold as fuck. Hell in your home, you ain't ready for the left of the chrome. To the dome, it's the reroom. Pardon your debt, what? We ain't people. Your fake ass niggas see through. And I can see it,
I can see it.
Love of the block, you can't beat it. I'm a G-check, a nigga peep it. It ain't a secret how I'm killing them. People want food and I'm filling them. First sight grilling them, my niggas ain't feeling them. So who on tap? You ain't wanted with Dev in the flesh. Niggas stretch when I'm coming. Right back at you, Dev catch you. Heard that I snatched you. Bitch, you oughta smack you. What? For playing the role. Come looking for a nigga, you bold. How we reppin', this is real life. Still feel cold? That's a real night. Act up the pistol or bust. Something real trite.
You're looking at the plug. Ooh, you know I got it. Yeah. If you need a little love, caution right now. Sugar, you know I got it. Ooh, you know I got it. Hey. You can wait it. Been the one to kiss and tell your secret safe.
is safe here. Been running around trying to find it. When I'm right in front of your face, you're looking at the plug. Got good credit. Weekdays on the weekend. What you need, come get it. I'm your soul, sir.
United and work this shit out, and everybody else stay blessed, man. Stay humble,
Enjoy life. God woke you up for a reason. Make something of it, man. You got 24 hours in a day. That's a lot of time when you think about it. You got a lot of excuses on why you ain't got enough time, or a lot of excuses on why you can't. You know what I'm saying? But that's just, that's blasphemy in itself. That's just being lazy. That's being unproductive. If you got something, go out and chase it, man. Can't nobody stop you but yourself.
Amen, 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 my brother. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, love, peace, and hair grease. Take care of one another. You know what I'm saying? Be good to one another. Look out for one another. And the best thing you can do when somebody is talking to you, listen. Give them their chance. Hear what they got to say. It may just make sense. Change your life. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we about to get up out of here. Once again, the show was brought to you by Travel Diva. You know what I'm saying? My girl out there in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? The Travel Diva, Parker Travel. Y'all make sure y'all hit her up on Facebook at Trelo on Facebook. Facebook.com/Trelo. She'll pop up. Tell her that I sent you, all right? So listen, y'all, we're going to get the hell up out of here. We're going to ride up out of here, you know what I'm saying, with Beauty Is Her Name, and we'll catch y'all tomorrow morning. All right. Peace.
Have you ever had something?
What up? This is Reef Hustle, and you are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Fat Man West Coast and the Morning Crew right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all stab me. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.